One crucial aspect of the interpretation of any regression analysis is to see how well the model fits the data. That is to say, how well the model accounts for, explains the data from which the model is estimated. The two primary fit indices we talked about in Chapter 8 are the standard error of estimate and the adjusted and the R-squared, or now the corresponding adjusted R-squared. The standard error of estimate is over $16,000. So that means that if 95% of the residuals span four standard errors or standard deviations, then we're going to have 95% of the residuals will be span $64,000, a very large number, indicating that gender has very little predictive power for salary. And by the way, let me point out that we did not cover in section 9.2 the inferential analog of the standard error of estimate. But just as adjusted R-squared gets worse than R-squared when you consider the predictive power in new samples as opposed to the sample from which the model was estimated, the same thing is true here for the standard error of estimate. The corresponding inferential analog, where you look at what happens with new samples, where you have both modeling error and sampling error to account for, the standard error of estimate in inferential sense will in fact get worse. So $64,000 is this range of errors one would expect with the model that you've estimated it from. So from the data set that you've estimated the model from, that is to say you're not accounting for sampling error. So it's even worse than that in a real-life predictive situation. Then, considering this real-life predictive situation, we also have the adjusted R-squared, not the R-squared, but the adjusted R-squared, and it is very low, 0.131. So together, this large standard error of estimate, the even unknown larger inferential analog of the standard error of estimate, and then the small inferential analog of R-squared, adjusted R-squared, these two fit indices indicate that the model of gender predicting salary does not do very well at all.